Did your father have a top part of the barn, an upper place? Where did your mother milk the cattle?
Outside, she had a place to milk them, right by a tree. She had the place to put like a pan there, to put the feed in there. And then she just died with a rope. It's here and we're milking. So.
What'd she say to him?
They would say, as long as you feed them, just sit still. They would sit still. You feed them. And when we had two of them that was kind of wild there. They wanted to eat all the time. And she used to hit them like that on their face and then hit them. One day she wanted to hit and she lifted her mom, you know, on the horn. Well, her hand came that high. Well, yeah, if she hit him like that, she hit the horn instead of hitting the cow, the horn of the cow, and it came that high and blue, shit like that. Well, she couldn't milk for about a week. So I had to milk the cow.
Her hands
swollen.
Even after for a week, it was bad.
It went down after because she was, old and dead. They had remedy for all that. So she used to put her hand in warm water with salt, table salt, and it went down.
When did she milk again?
She had a big bucket, and she had another little one that she milked into it and put in her bucket.
The little one was a little milk.
Yeah, little one, and she had a bucket with a cover. And she ended on cover. She was too scared of the dust or anything like that, so she put a cover on it. Look at that one coming. The teeth is coming. Well, this is Mr. Argon. That's a teacher. I don't know his name. Come sit, honey.
You can only use me. You can get a bar for
that. Okay, honey, come back in here. He's very nice. I've been knowing him since he's on the island. I've been knowing him. He's very, very nice.
Y'all have a lot of new people coming to the island like that?
They have some here. They have lots of new teachers that's on the island. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any place around the barn where you let all your animals roam out, or are they all pretty much pinned up?
The barn was only for them at night, yeah. And then they had a big patch, field that they run around there,
yeah.
And that's where they all, And then, like I say, on the island, they were all around. The olden days, they used to be all around, and they had like we call it a prairie. They were all in the moor, in the prairie, and everything else. Likewise,
they used to brand all the. Let them all run out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody knew their own brand. That's how it was. Did Mr. Hamilton Landry tell you a little bit?
Oh, well, I ain't
gotten
a chance to talk with him.
Oh.
I'm going to go try and talk with him later.
Ambrose Beeson. He's young, him. I mean, he can tell you what, well, he heard it too, yeah, but like Hamilton, he's a little older than I am. He thinks he could tell you a little something about his parents and things like that.
Did you ever see those wooden fences that they would make? Did they ever make any kind of wooden fence here?
Yeah, they used to make wooden fences.
Wooden fence?
Yeah, wooden fence. They used to make wooden fence. Like Hamilton Landry, I think that's what they had. If I'm not mistaken, that's what they had. A wooden fence. His parents.
What kind of fence?
They used to cut them like a mold, make a mold out of it, you see, and then it was pointy up, and then they stick it in the ground.